We're now joined by Brookfield boys basketball coach, Coach Davidson. Coach, you matched up with Harrisburg earlier in the week, and you get a victory there, and then you go travel tonight to Marceline in a little bit of a rivalry game, and you get a big win over Marceline. Can you talk us through those two games?
Yeah, so first at Harrisburg, we played probably one of our best defensive games in the first half. Balanced scoring across the board. We had five guys in double figures. Knocked down a bunch of free throws. We shot 30 free throws, and that's what kind of helped us there in the second half. Credit Harrisburg. They fought back in the second half, but we finished them off in the fourth. And then tonight, played Marceline, my first time in sort of a rivalry game between those two towns, and it lived up to the hype and everything. Even though it wasn't for the bell or anything, this was a pretty fun one tonight. Marceline, they went on some runs to kind of close back within on us, but I think we used our experience from earlier this season on closing out games to finish this one off.
All right, who are some of the kids that are leading the way right now for the Bulldogs?
Well, we're led in scoring by Cooper Cisna. He's averaging about 18 points a game. Does just almost about everything for us as far as he can score from the outside, he can score from the inside. Does a real good job setting people up. And then Jacob Day, a big guy down low. He's averaging about 17 points a game. This week, he was our leading scorer in both games and was a real big reason we came through with two wins this week. And then Nick Jones, our point guard, he does a lot of stuff quietly, quiet night, scoring, but he does a lot as far as getting these guys open. Cooper and Jacob, they couldn't be scoring as much as they are without some help from Nick, getting them the ball when they need to. So those three guys, and then we got a good core group behind them that kind of helps support, which is always a good.
Well, in basketball, whenever the second semester starts all throughout January, it seems like everybody's really busy with conference play heating up, with tournaments. It's kind of the do-or-die time for most teams to get prepared for districts. And what are some things you'd like to see your team work on and get improved on for the down the stretch for conference play and then into districts?
I think right now our biggest thing is just executing on the offensive end. We've kind of struggled a bit, and we get stretches in the second quarter and a little bit towards the end of the third quarter where our offense kind of dies off. Our defense stays pretty good solid throughout most of the game, but we still have a little bit of sections during the game that we kind of struggle offensively and either some unforced turnovers or shots don't fall. And so we got to kind of fix those lulls in the game to really make a good run at conference and district.
Well, looking forward to next week. What's on tap for the Bulldogs?
Next week, we don't play till the end of the week. We got a Thursday matchup at Salisbury. Really great fundamental team. It's going to be a tough challenge traveling there. And then we turn around the next night and we travel to Western and play another really good team as well. So not much rest there for us next week. But two really good challenges that I think we're excited to go play and kind of see where we stack up against them and come out on the other side for the better.
Well, we look forward to talking to you next week and hear how those two games go.
All right. Thank you.